time to talk more Oregon football. Outstanding offensive lineman out of Green Valley High in Nevada, all-state performer, got to participate in the Elite Semper Fi All-American game, though a true junior, has already started 21 career games for the Ducks. Our pleasure to welcome in Tyrell Crosby. TC, appreciate the time. How are things going?
They're going good. Got down with classes.
Well, that's good. Nice to hear. For those who might not know, you're a pretty darn good basketball player, a big-time rebounder, scoring 12, 13 points a game, 15, 16 boards. Any consideration, Ty, to pursuing hoops in college, or was it football all the way?
It was football all the way. I just did basketball just kind of for fun, getting me in shape, working my footwork. So that was just more of a hobby.
All right, well, you seem like a serious board guy. coming out of high school, you were one of the top recruits in your state. The major rankings had you real high on the board nationally as well as a tackle. Do you remember kind of what was the recruiting process like for you? What other schools were in the mix, and what made you decide, nope, it's Oregon?
Well, like the recruiting process, Oregon was my second offer. Then I committed pretty early on in April. And the other schools really in like the mix were just basically like Utah. Cause I have a lot of family in Utah, and that's where I was originally from.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was born right outside Salt Lake.
We're talking with, I'm sorry, we're talking with Oregon tackle Tyrell Crosby. So, of the what you would call Power Five conferences, was Oregon your only offer?
No, I had a lot of the Pac-12. I had Florida from SEC.
Oh, wow, nice.
yeah, and then I had a lot of Mountain West schools offer me.
Let's get to August 30th, 2014. It was your first college game, South Dakota. You were listed second on the depth chart behind Big Andre Y. You were a true freshman, sellout crowd, you get in the game. Do you remember that first series and maybe what was going through your head taking the field for the first time?
Yeah, that was we did like a sweet type of play. Going in, I was just nervous and excited all at once. This is my first college play. And then I remember the play, and first time I got in, I pancaked my guy, and the play went for a touchdown, but I got called back for someone dropping the ball early.
That's amazing. So once you pancaked the guy, were you like, well, this isn't so hard. I don't understand why people make a big deal out of this.
No, I was just, like, amazed that I got him down, and this is, like, a surreal moment, so, like,
now, that season, Hamani Stevens, Hieronis Grassu, Jake Fisher, fellow linemen, all great players and seniors, you know, two of these guys playing regularly in the NFL. What could you tell us about their guidance, leadership, and kind of the influence they had on you as a young player?
When I was, like, going into fall camp my freshman year, they were just huge role models. They took the time with me. They helped me get better, like, off the field, on the field. They really took time to try to, like, improve me as a person and as a player. And they're great people to look up to and learn from.
So when you look at this year's quarterback situation, regardless of who wins, starts, and plays, they will be first-timers at this level. You've got yourself, Cameron Hunt, Pizarcek, Brenner, who are the most experienced, having learned from those guys I just talked about, you feel any extra pressure to maybe kind of now show them the way, kind of keep passing that along?
Sort of, but like it's more of a collective. Like we all learn from each other, and we all kind of depend on one another. If like there's still stuff I'm learning, so I'll look to Cam, I'll look to, like, Jake Sargent, I'll look to, like, any other guys trying to help me out, too. Then with, like, the quarterbacks, I mean, whoever plays, like, I trust them, and I feel like they'll be ready.
We're talking with Oregon offensive tackle Tyrell Crosby. I guess if I didn't ask you about the position switch, I'd be remiss in my duties. You are officially going to be the starting left tackle. Considering Steve Greatwood prides himself on having you guys being very versatile, how has the transition gone, and how are you feeling about the switch to the other side?
So with Coach Greatwood, yeah, he likes all the guys to be able to play every position. And kind of for me, I've been mainly, like, glued in at tackles, either right or left. But I still know a couple, like, I know the guard position pretty decently. But making the transition to left tackle was pretty big as a confidence boost for me to finally, like, as of right now, like, have, like, that starting position. So I just need to, like, keep working hard and just, like, maintain it.
One final thought for Ty Crosby. Farrell Brown is back. You got two other experienced tight ends. Royce Freeman heads four really good guys who've played. Your receiving core is deep. Man, you've played with some serious skill and talent on that side of the ball. How do you feel about maybe what this particular group, this arsenal, is capable of, especially if the quarterback operates at a high level?
With this kind of group, it's just I feel like we can do really good things. It's awesome, like, because we have a lot of older guys. Like, Pharaoh's will be back, and just a lot of, like, experienced guys. But not only do we have old guys, but we have a lot of young guys who can do, like, who have really good potential, who can learn from the older guys right now.
All right, I told you I had one final thought. I lied. I have one more question. even though you were from the West Coast, when you got here, how quick was it that you learned that a lot could happen, but, man, you better beat those guys from Corvallis?
just, like, the whole year, what, like, Coach Gray would really push. We don't like Oregon State. We don't like the guys in Corvallis. And the whole Civil War week is just – It's a fun one.
Well, you haven't lost to him yet, and I'm sure you don't plan on it. He wears 73. Remember, he will be to his quarterback's left. Ty, we really appreciate you taking some time to speak with us today. You stay healthy, have a great summer, and we look forward to chatting again as the season approaches.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.